Yeah, welcome back to Sunday Central. Matt Nevitt with you for the remainder of the program here on Sunday Central. And there's still plenty to get through. We've got a preview of Great Western in a moment with Trav Noonan. We'll head up to New South Wales, get Shane Montgomery's thoughts on Wyong. Ian Humphries will join us for Grafton. And then Howard Walter will join us for a look at the Sunshine Coast before we look at those harness racing and greyhound racing meets in Victoria today. It's about to turn 10:30. We're 10 minutes away from the 7th at Healesville. And we'll welcome in Trav Noonan now for our preview of that wonderful meeting at Great Western. Hello, Trav.
Hey, Matt. A pleasure to be on board the Sunday Central team. Hopefully, we can find some winners on the once-a-year meeting at Great Western. Popular day out there in the Western District. So the cup on today, so hopefully we can find some winners.
Yeah, always a terrific race meeting. What does it look like from a punting perspective there today?
I'm pretty keen on a few, actually. I think there's a couple horses that are probably marked a little bit over their true price, and keen to bet, especially late in the day.
Okay, we'll kick things off in the first. Just track conditions first. So they're racing on a soft five there at Great Western. The rail is in the true position. The first race going to get underway very shortly at 5 minutes past 11, and it's a very small field to kick things off, just the four runners. So there's three scratchings here in the first. Take out numbers 1, 4, and 6. And the favourite is the 7, Long Duan, at $1.70. The 3, Khan of Khans, is at $4. The 5, Punter, is at $5.50. And then the 2, Dance of Thunder, rounds things out at $7. How do we kick things off at Great Western today, Trav?
Yeah, pretty straightforward race. I think with only one of the horses having race day experience in Long Duan, and coming off a second last start at Mooney Valley, she has to be the obvious selection. Whether you want to back her at the current prices, I'd probably say no early. I just think she's probably too short at that sort of $1.60 range she's getting into. But she's the clear horse to beat here, Long Juan. She'll likely lead from gate 3 for Michael Poy, and she showed a lot of speed last start at the Valley. And if she's able to replicate something like that, she probably should be winning the 7. I thought the 2, Dance of Thunder, was very good in his jump out at Colac recently against older horses. I liked the way he sort of extended late when put under pressure. I thought he definitely didn't deserve to be the outsider of the small field. I rate him second favourite, so I was surprised to see him come up sort of $7. I don't know if he's necessarily a bet because it's a four-horse race, but he's definitely over the odds in the small field. Went with the 3 in for third, Khan of Khans. The Lindsay Smith factor obviously helps this horse, but I didn't think his jump outs were that flash. He's just third or four. And Punter, the coffee debutante, he probably didn't show enough that he's a too good jump out to be that confident that he'd run a really big race here. But small field, anything could happen. But Long Duan on top, 7-2-3-5 to start the first.
Okay, Long Duan there in the first. Race number 2 is over the 1,200 metres. Take out numbers 9 and 10 here in the second. The favourite is the 7, I'm a Champion, at $2.30. The 4, Rebuttal, is at $3.10. And the 3, Great I Am, at $6. Trav, this maiden for the older horses, who do you like here?
Yeah, I thought I'm a Champion as the market sort of identified, definitely the horse to beat. If he brings his run at Kilmore last start, you'd think that rating would be good enough to win here, and he maps to have an absolutely grouse run in transit for Jack Hill. Now, I think he's definitely the horse to beat. He's probably getting into a short enough quote now, 220. If he got back out to 250, that's probably his right price. I think he's definitely on top of 7, I Am Champion, or I'm a Champion. 8 goes in for second, Miss Vicky. Now, I think this horse can improve with the blinkers on and Liam Reardon. She comes out of a pretty strong maiden. Yes, she was well beaten at Warrnambool. This is a huge step back in grade, even though it's maiden to maiden. The blinkers could definitely spark improvement. And Griffiths to Cock don't send to Great Western for no reason. So the 8 goes in for second. 4 goes in for third, Rebuttal. I thought the jump out was okay leading into this. She's shown some form in a previous preparation. Michael Poy in the saddle, definitely a big tick. It goes in for third. And in for fourth went with Great I Am. It was okay on debut, but pretty average last time. Needs to lift, but does get John Allen and George Osborne team in, having a really good run at the moment. So it goes in for fourth. Numbers in the second, 7, 8, 4, and 3.
7, 8, 4, and 3. Race 3 at Great Western is over the 1,600 metres. Put a pen through numbers 5, 10, and 11. The favourite is the first starter for Paddy Payne. The 2, Just Hang Up, at $2.60. The 3, Not Available, is at $3.90. And the 8, Velvet Thunder, is at $5. What can you tell us about this unraced favourite, Trav?
Yeah, well, he's the one you've got to go looking for because, if I'm honest, the race form's pretty runner in this race just hung up. I don't know what to make of him. I thought the jump out at Echuca, he was hard ridden to win. It wasn't exactly flash, but he won't be need to be anything special to win this race. So I couldn't necessarily back him, but I thought the horse is definitely in the calculations. I thought the horse to beat here could be the 9, New Covenant. Just can go forward here for John Allen. I think he's probably too big at the moment, around $6. I think that will firm up. He comes out of a very fast run race at Ararat where he sat behind the leader. He just had to do a lot of the donkey work there. He actually ran the second quickest 4 to 2 of the race and then really fell in a hole late the last 200. I think there was definitely excuses for him to be so far beaten. This is not a strong race by any stretch, and he should go forward on a track, Great Western, that does favour on-pace horses. So he's on top, the 9. 2 Just Hang Up has to go in for second for all the cases made before. He's unproven against a lot of average gallopers here. The 3 Not Available has been okay at 2 runs back. You can forgive Last Start when well beaten. If you go on the Terrain Run 2 back, he's probably the 3rd top rater. And in for 4th, I went with the 1 Cliff's Boy, who was well beaten in a strong Cranbourne maiden last start, but can probably improve here back in grade. So 9, 2, 3 and 1, but keen on the 9. I think he's over the odds and definitely a bet around $6.
So 9, 2, 3 and 1 for Trav there in race 3 at Great Western. Race number 4 is over the 1950. The favourite for Andrew Bobbin and Johnny Allen is the 1 Trolleyed at $1.80. The 3 Pegasus is at $3.50 and the 5 Northana is also at $3.50. Takeout numbers 2, 4 and 6. Who do you like in race 4, Trav?
Well, Trolleyed is definitely the horse that, the market's honed in on, and I think at around $1.80, he's definitely a horse I want to take on. He's only 1 from 16. He's coming 2,200 back to the 1950s on the 7-day backup. There's just a couple of queries here for mine against a horse who's definitely on the up in Pegasus. I was surprised there's that much between them in the market, and definitely happy to have Pegasus on top, who chased home, I think, a relatively handy horse in Good Girl Bella at Stall. I like that performance. I think Neil Farley taking over the ride, definitely positive at a meeting like Great Western. I think he'll be able to stalk the speed in behind Trolleyed and just doesn't have the convictions that horse does. And I think he's definitely a bit more of a better price than Trolleyed. As I said, I didn't have as much between them as the market does. So definitely with the 3 Pegasus. Trolleyed obviously has to have big claims in this race, but I just think he's too short at the current price for a horse who really is a one batter. He needs to be revved up a long way from home. I think that'll be the plan from John Allen today. He sort of just grinds it out. If Pegasus can get like right near him though on the turn, I think Pegasus is going to out sprint him. So he goes in for second, the 1 Trolleyed, and then the race just falls away. In for 4th goes the 5 Northana, who was okay last start at Ararat in behind Rising Archie. And in for 4th, we went the way of in for 4th.
You're all right.
It was a race that fell away a little bit there. Just lost the notes from the spread.
I think you went with Northana, didn't you? It was in for 4th?
Yeah, we went with the 8th through of the Cape. Sorry, right. In for 4th is coming off the Hillsville Maiden win last start. So that sort of shows you the depth of the race. But the numbers 3, 1, 5 and 7 there in the 4th.
3, 1, 5 and 7 playing around the favourite there in race number 4. 2 minutes away from the next at Hillsville, the race 5 at Great Western is the Great Western Cup. It's the feature of the day. The favourite is the 2 Diplomat Jack at $2.90. The 3 Sophie's Revenge at $3.44. Patch Adams at $3.90. The 6 is the lone runner to come out of this race. Trav, how do you see the feature?
Well, I think it's a pretty good addition to the Great Western Cup. Sophie's Revenge is definitely in great form after winning the Penshurst Cup with a strong run last start in town. Under Oath ran second in the race last year to Street Chic. And you've got the flying Diplomat Jack, who was dominant when winning the Burrumbeek Cup back on New Year's Day. The big key for that horse is he is the likely leader, and he's going to take a lot of catching around a track like Great Western, where if you can get moving inside the 500 as they go down the hill, you can really put pay to your opposition. And I think he's definitely the one to beat, given that Diplomat Jack, and I'm happy to be with him. I just think the way this race sets up, he's going to take a power of beating. If he brings that Burrumbeek performance, I think he's your winner. The 2. 3 Sophie's Revenge is the the danger, but I just think she's a little bit short in the market, given she's probably going to spot these horses a big start. Great Western, as I said, it can be a track that's hard to make ground on. So I went with the 4, Patch Adams, as the major danger. I thought his run in the Woodford Cup was really good. He was unlucky. He sort of blocked at a crucial stage there. I think that was a stronger race than what he faces here. Harry Coffey taking over the ride, definitely a positive. I think he's absolutely set to peak here, Patch Adams. So he goes into second, the 4. Sophie's Revenge, as I said, no real knock on her form, just where she gets 2 on the map, the 3. And in for 4th, the 1, Under Oath, who's definitely working back somewhere near his best form and did run second in this race last year to Street Chic. 2, 4, 3, and 1 in the Cup, but definitely happy with the 2, Diplomat Jack.
Ahead of the 2 at $1.50 and the 3 not paying third divs. So 1, 2, and 3, the numbers for race 7 at Healesville. Better get through this last couple of races at Great Western. Chatting to Trav Noonan, who's previewing that card there today on Cup Day, race 6. The favourite here is the 1, Brother in Arms, at $3.30. The 3, Gaucho, is at $3.50. And the 4, Hassle, at $6. Scratchings the numbers 9, 10, 11, and 12. Trav, how do you see race 6?
Yeah, I said it's Gaucho winning, Matt. I think this horse will start much shorter than his current price now. I think the $3.50, if you take it now, you'll be rewarded. This horse will jump with a 2 in front of his name because he maps to go 4. He'll lead the race. And when he leads, he's a different horse to what he showed when he sits off pace. He went back to the front last start at Werribee and he was too good for them. I think he faces an inferior race to what he met last start at Werribee. He gets Will Price in the saddle. We know how well he's been going, and I think given Great Western is such a good on-paces track, this horse to me just looks like he will be very, very hard to beat. Happy to be with the 3, Gaucho. I think the 1, Brother in Arms, as much as he's got some reasonable form on the board, he's going to be disadvantaged by Barrier 1 and the potential of him getting back in the ruck. He's just going to have to give Gaucho a big start. And I can't see how he's going to start favourite come jump time over Gaucho. So I think that'll swing. He's definitely the main danger. And then it's a good gap back to 3rd. 4, Hassle, was a bit of a forgive last time at Ararat when he went too hard. The win at Neil was pretty dominant, but that's probably a lower class race to what he faces here. And the 2 goes in for 3rd, Celestial Story, who did win this race last year, and his first up run was a bit better than it looked, the veteran, and he can improve under Michael Poy. Numbers 3, 1, 4 and 2, but Gaucho, I think, a very good bet.
Okay, one to go through at Great Western. Totes through on the 7th at Healesville. 1, 2, 3 and 8, the numbers. The winner paid $10.70. The second place paid $1.60. Third, no divs. Quinella paid $28.20. The exacta $49.20. The trifecta $171.10. And the first 4 paid $779. Race 7 at Great Western is over the 1,200 metres. The favourite is the 6, Fergie, at $3. The 1, Mr. Have a Chat, at $3.70. And the 3, Once Upon a Dream, is at $4.80. Scratchings the numbers 2, 10, 11 and 12. Trav, how do you see the final event at Great Western?
Yeah, I see Johnny Allen definitely holding the key to the aces here with Mr. Havachat. If he rolls forward on this gallop route, one he's made at Werribee, I think he takes some beating. I think the current price available as well is definitely appealing. I've backed him out there for the listeners listening, and I think the current price, $3.70, is still well and truly good enough to be invested here on Mr. Havachat, who just doesn't have the convictions of a few of these here. This is just a 0-58 race, so he's in pretty well. And I think with John Allen, who's a metropolitan jockey riding at Great Western, he's very, very well suited. I think he's the one to beat the 1. Went the 6, Fergie, who's been racing really well. Good effort at Neil. Solid effort at Finola. I think she won't start favourite, but I think she's definitely a danger. The 9 in for 3rd, Bay of Faith, who's maps for a good run and can improve on last start. And in for 4th, we went with the 5, Peddler, who just got too far back at Kerrang. Maps for a much better run here. And with the 4-kilo claim for Zoe Lloyd, can bop up for your first 3 and 4 selections. But 1, 6, 9 and 5, and Mr. Havachat, I think he's the best of the day. He'll be the best, race 7, number 1. The next best, race 6, number 3, Gaucho. And our play of the day, we're stacking up here a little bit, Matty. Just trying to have a little bit of a throw at the stumps on the Sunday arvo. We're going to go race 3, New Covenant to place, into race 6, Gaucho to win, into race 7, Mr. Havachat to win. And the old man saddles up Major Gowan at Geelong in race 5. Very suitable race for this horse third up. And we're going to throw him in it as well to win. $105 that'll get you of the multi, and hopefully it's a little bit ambitious, but if that lobs, we might not be back next week.
No, I love a multi play to finish things off. Hey, Trav, great stuff. Enjoy the afternoon. It's going to be a terrific day's racing at Great Western and at Geelong. Enjoy.
Yeah, you too, Matty.